Surprisingly, Alison was increasingly unhappy at the behaviour of her husband and the two Chechens, as were the wealthy occupants of Bickenhall Mansions, the apartment block a stone's throw from Sherlock Holmes' reputed domicile at 221B Baker Street, where the Utsiev brothers had found a flat. At some point, relations between the Armenian and the Chechens soured. Later, England's Crown Prosecution Service insisted that Tehr Oganisyan had discovered that the Stinger missiles were destined for Azerbaijan to be deployed in the war against his home country, Armenia. There was a second theory, that the Stingers were indeed bound for Chechnya, and that the Utsiev brothers and Tehr Oganisyan fell out over money. What is certain is that Tehr Oganisyan alerted senior members of the Armenian KGB to the Utsiev brothers' activities, and a couple of hitmen were dispatched from Los Angeles, the centre of the Armenian diaspora in the United States, to London. The Utsiev brothers were murdered in gruesome fashion. Ruslan's body was dismembered and only discovered when it fell out of a packing case en route to the North London suburb of Harrow. Tehr Oganisyan is now doing life for their murders, while a co-defendant, an officer of Armenia's KGB, hanged himself at Belmarsh Prison while awaiting trial. I was appalled when reading about this case at the time, not least because I discovered that Alison and Karen's father was David Ponting, a lecturer in drama